As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Numbers chapter 20, verse 12. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." Moses was emotionally fried. He had just buried his sister Miriam, and the people of Israel were complaining again. "Why did you bring us into the desert that we should die here?" they asked. "And there's no water to drink," they complained. Moses and Aaron went before the Lord, and God directed them to a certain rock, and God said, "Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water." But as I mentioned, Moses was emotionally fried. So he stood before the rock and said, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring water out of this rock?" And then instead of speaking to the rock as God instructed, Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. God did not approve or appreciate this disobedience. In fact, this disobedient act kept Moses from entering the promised land. I want to say that again. This one disobedient act kept Moses from entering the promised land. Do you know when that rock striking incident happened? It was the 40th year of the Exodus. The 40th year. The years of wandering in the desert were almost over, but in an unguarded emotional moment, Moses blew it. So can we. Each of us is only one unguarded, emotional, regrettable step away from doing something really foolish. One step away from blowing up our family, ruining our reputation, and not honoring God as holy. It happened to the great leader of Israel, Moses. It can happen to us. Guard your heart. Father, this passage puts fear into my heart. Please place your protection around my life. Protect me, especially when I am emotionally tired. Keep me from unguarded moments. In Jesus' name, amen.